Everybody ready for Christmas? Yeah? No? We still got some shopping to do, some decorating. I get it. I totally understand. The song that we just sung, it talks about some pretty dark stuff, you know? Agony and poverty. And we're not talking about Christmas shopping in that song, you know? Like, we're talking about what Christ did for us. Earlier, one of the readings that was done talked about the cradle and the cross going together. Well, that's absolutely right. You know, other religions, I believe, are man's attempt to get to God, to appease him or the gods or whatever they believe, you know. But Christianity is different. What we're celebrating, particularly at Christmas, that Almighty Emmanuel, God with us, that Almighty God came to us. He left the comfort and privilege of heaven and came here to live and to teach us, to help us understand what his kingdom was about, not so that he could understand us, but so we could understand him. And then Almighty God, who was pure and holy and without sin, gave up his life. He died in our place. The book of Romans chapter 6 talks about how there's a cost for our sin, for our rebellion against God, for the things that we do that are wrong in God's sight, not your sight or mine, but in his sight. The cost that that demands is death when you rebel against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But because he's a loving father, he pays the debt for us by dying on a cross and being raised to life again. Y'all ever seen Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical? You know what I'm talking about? It's okay to admit it in church. I see that hand. Okay, right? Like, they leave the story of Jesus at the grave. They get it all wrong. It's totally messed up, right? Jesus didn't come as a whole in hell to give, but he rose to life again. He overcame death and hell to give us life. So now, here's what I want to offer you in way of an invitation. See, the cradle and the cross, they go together. During this Advent season, during this Christmas season, we're celebrating a God who loves us so much that he started this journey. He came here to us. And so I want to offer you in way of an invitation. If you've never invited Christ into your life, if you've never said, God, I believe in you, I trust you, I'm going to follow you, then you're missing something. You're missing out on life the way God intended for us to live it. And there is probably, you probably have that sense, that feeling, things are not quite right. I'm missing something. And so I want to give you opportunities, my Christmas present to you. If you've never invited Christ to be your Lord and Savior, would you do that today?